Because it sounds like a joke. Two people walk into a shul. One person is carrying tefillin. One person is wearing tefillin. Who goes first? Now, often you see people walking and everyone's like, oh, usher, you know, like you're a Talmud Chacham, or you're having a sefer, you have tefillin, you go first into the door. So I always thought it was like a nice idea, but is it really halachic at all? So the Maharil writes that Kishahola Chanose Sefer Etzlo, that when a person was carrying a sefer, would walk right by the Maharil, on their way, the Maharil would tell Mahachnis Olatzis Lefan of a Pesach. The Maharil would tell this guy, you go first into the door, you leave first, out of kavod for the sefer. Sounds like if you have a choice by the door, you have a Talmud Chacham, and someone's holding another person, regular person's holding a sefer. Sounds like the guy with the sefer takes precedence to the person like the Talmud Chacham, like the Maharil. Says of Zilberstein, that's not the case. The Maharil was just being nice. The Maharil was very humble. So he was very nice. Okay, let the guy go with the sefer before him. But really, that's ridiculous. Why would a Talmud Chacham not take precedence to a person with a sefer? Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch that a person with a sefer needs to go first? It doesn't. The Maharil is not paskind, but it does say that a Talmud Chacham, you need to be mechabedim, you need to honor him, and therefore, if you have an elderly person or a Talmud Chacham, and they're walking to the door, and you have another person with a sefer, really says the Chashuk Echem, and the opposite of Maharil. Really, the person who is older and the Talmud Chacham should go first, and this way you'll give him kavod. Similarly, that's our Reb Sturmbach paskins. If you have a Talmud Chacham versus a guy carrying a sefer, Talmud Chacham comes first. Comes along with Sefer Avodah Shlomo and says an opposite. He says Maharil makes a lot of sense. The Maharil is comparing a sefer to like a Sefer Torah. If you have a person in Talmud Chacham and a Sefer Torah, who comes first? It's Pashut. Of course the Sefer Torah goes first. Sefer Torah comes before anything. So therefore the Sefer Torah goes first. So a Sefer, just a regular Gemara, person carrying a Gemara, should be an extension of the Sefer Torah. He should take precedence over the Talmud Chacham. And then the Sefer Avodah Shlomo cites a very funny story. Now, I don't really know the punchline of the story. You'll see is a little bit cryptic, but I guess you could use your imagination for the punchline. Once a guy was walking with the Chaznish, and he was walking on the Chaznish in Bnei Brak. And in the guy's hand, he had the Sefer Chaznish. So the guy's carrying the Sefer Chaznish, and he's walking with the Chaznish, and he's hacking up the Chaznish and learning. Then they get to the door, and the guy says to the Chaznish, who goes first? Rebbe, the Chaznish, or me holding the Sefer Chaznish? So the Chaznish apparently remarked to him, that's only a question that Yerushalmis ask. In Bnei Brak, we don't ask these questions. I don't know what the punchline of that is. I don't really know what comes first. But I guess the idea is a little bit of ridiculous. It's a klutz kasha. You don't have to be too ridiculous. Sefer versus the Talmud Chacham, maybe it doesn't make a difference. Mechaim Kanievsky apparently said that even our contemporary Svarim, you have a modern day Achron, would have the status of a Sefer for this situation. Fine. But what about you have a guy carrying a Gemara and you have another guy carrying Tefillin? So who comes first? Who gets to walk into the door first? I didn't see anyone say this expressly. I mean, Shulchan Aruch talks about how a tefillin is more ma'un b'kodesh than tzitzis. That's what we put on tzitzis first, then we put on tamos. But I don't know. Tefillin versus a sefer, I would imagine a tefillin has precedence because it's a davar shebekdusha more than a sefer, but I'm not sure about that. But now you get to our feature presentation. Let's say, no less an authority than the Beis Halevi asked this question. You have a guy wearing tefillin. He's running to shul with his tefillin on. He's very frum. And you have another guy carrying his tefillin. So who do you think goes first? Says the Beis Halevi, he asked this question, and he answered, yeah, we'll listen to this one. Who goes first? The guy carrying the tefillin. Why? And he brings a raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Nigoim, that if a person walks into a house which is full of tzaras, so the person becomes tamei immediately. Fine. But what about the item that he has in his hand? So there's a Mishnah that makes a distinction. Is he wearing the item or is he holding the item? If he's holding the item, then the item has its own chashivas because it's not attached to the person, and therefore it becomes tamei immediately. But, says the Beis Halevi, if he's wearing the item, for example, he's wearing a watch, he's wearing clothes, then you need to wait a few seconds in order to become tamei. Why? Because when you're wearing something, it's not a chash of an item. It becomes batel to the person's body. So therefore, says the Beis Halevi, when you're wearing tefillin, it becomes batel to your body, and therefore it's not so important. As opposed to the person holding the tefillin, says the Beis Halevi, it's a separate item. So if you're walking to the door and you're wearing tefillin, and your friend is carrying tefillin, says the Beis Halevi, the guy carrying tefillin comes first. And everyone attacks this Beis Halevi. Now, by the way, the Sefer Reverend Levinsaw was asked the question. He backs up the Beis Halevi. But everyone else I saw attacks this Beis Halevi. I'll read you what Dayan Fisher writes in Evan Yisrael. He says, with Daiti and Inirikin, it doesn't make any sense. The guy who's wearing tefillin right now, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. And just like we stand up for people carrying bikurim, we stand up for people of a kvater who's holding a baby to perform a mitzvah, why should we not stand up for this guy who's wearing tefillin? So for sure he should go first. We have to give kavod to him. He says it's a no-brainer. Of course, the person wearing tefillin comes first. Yeah. Which one is more chashuv?
Right, so I don't understand.
So the Beis Halevi says, well, if you're carrying it, it's a separate item, that means it gives a chashivas. Says the Evan Yisrael, wearing it means that you're doing a mitzvah. Carrying it, you're not doing a mitzvah. So the person wearing it is doing a mitzvah, you should go first. No?
No, just because you're doing a mitzvah doesn't...
Evan Yisrael says that the reason why you give him kavod is because he's doing a mitzvah. You're not standing up for the tefillin, you're standing up for the individual. The individual, or you're letting the individual go first because he's doing a mitzvah. If you have two people walking to the door, one person doing a mitzvah, one's not doing a mitzvah, the guy doing the mitzvah goes first. That's what he wants to suggest, yeah.
So someone who's doing the mitzvah has precedence
to the mitzvah itself.
Over the mitzvah itself.
That's what he wants to suggest, yeah. I hear you. Yeah, but they're doing mitzvah, right? Right now, he's mekayim and mitzvah. Yeah. It's mekayim and mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv at that point, but it's mekayim. That's what he wants to suggest. I saw that Rav Skatchelis, learning Leon Ishmael's father always, right, but standing the plaque right behind this, Rav Yaakov Skatchelis, he asked this question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He quotes from Shevet Kahasi, Rav Shrei Dablitsky. They say, well, Lamaisa, of course the person wearing the tefillin goes first. Beis Halevi is a nice idea, he says, but it's not Lamaisa. I saw Vitruvus von August, he even doubts that the Beis Halevi even ever said that. He says, that doesn't make any sense. He says, how could it be that the guy's wearing mitzvah, he's doing the mitzvah, and he doesn't go first? He says, it's not the tumah and walking into houses with tzaras, it's not the tumah and tara. There's a kavod. You give kavod to the person wearing tefillin more than a person holding tefillin. Game over. It sounds like it would seem like from his acronym, the person wearing tefillin comes first, but if you let the guy holding tefillin go first, you can rely on the Beis Halevi possibly, so you're in good shape. Shkoyach.